Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to It's a Way to Stay Out with Marlon Reed as your host every Wednesday at 8 p.m. right here on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to welcome everyone to another show. It's a way out, but most of all, it's a way to stay out with your host, Marlon Reed, right here on Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network with Miss Princess Cooper. Just want to thank everyone for tuning in to another show. You know, it's been 2 weeks, and I'm praying that all is well with everyone, and, you know, all is well on my side. Family doing good as myself, you know, just continue to strive and just continue working hard. As every show come on, you know, I like to try to open up with a prayer and then get anything started. So, dear God, dear Jesus, dear Holy Spirit, thank you for allowing us to wake up today and allow us to get through another day, and really want to pray for the less fortunate. We know that their riches is not of this world, but we know you have them protected and guided. We want to pray that you heal the sick. We want to pray that all is well and just, you know, increase the peace and stop the violence. Stop the violence, increase the peace. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Well, last time I spoke to y'all, I was telling y'all the development of the book, and a book is just, you know, it's like 80% done, really working with the editors, you know, going back and forth. They did their part, and now it's time for me to, you know, do my part on the editing side of things, and that's what I've been doing. So the book should be here, man, this year, within the next few months, and so I've been working hard on that. So I just want to let y'all know that the book is coming, man. I'm so excited of the way and the direction of the book. And I know it's going to reach some people. I know it's going to help some younger people, you know, change their directions, change the way they think. And if they can see what I did, you know, that might can same things can happen to them, that, you know, hopefully they change the direction that they go. And for the older cats, they see that the miracle work, you know, they just have to have faith in God, and believe in God's signs, miracles, and wonders, and believe in themselves, and they can see the turnaround. You know, they got to see it, you know, in order to believe it, you know, and hopefully with the book, you know, it can spread, you know, some light. Not even hopefully. I know it's going to spread some light because this is the work of God. So all last weekend, I've been working hard on the book, and, you know, we about 80% done, so it's definitely coming. But tonight's show got a great special guest, you know, a great sister of mine in Christ, going to come and spread her testimony of, you know, everything she went through in life and, you know, how God can come in and how Jesus can pour his love onto you, how the Holy Spirit can get into your spirit and just change your mind, thinking, and your vision. And she won't come bless us, you know, with her testimony. And that's a blessing there, especially for the women, man, that's listening in tonight, you know, because this is a strong, powerful sister. And you know, maybe what she went through, and y'all see that it worked, it can help y'all change your situation. Your situation might not be the same, but you might have a situation. And just listening to what she saying and listening to her testimony can help you change your own testimony. So with that being said, we're going to shoot to a commercial real fast. And then when we come back on the other side, we're going to bring her on. So, you know, this is a way to stay out. But most of all, it's a way out, but most of all, it's a way to stay out right here on Never Had a So Good Sports Media Radio. Back to It's a Way Out with your host Marlon Reed on Never Had a So Good Sports Media Radio. Like I said, I have a special guest, strong sister of mine in Christ, and she's going to spread her testimony and share some light to the people. Oh man, this is going to be awesome, and I'm so thankful that, you know, she took time out of her busy schedule to come and speak to the listeners and also speak to myself as well. With further ado, no more further ado, Mrs. Addie Williams, is on you, sis.
Hey, good evening, brother. How are you?
I'm okay. I can't complain. How you feeling?
I'm blessed. I first just want to give God all glory, honor, and praise in the name of Jesus, and, you know, blessing us to see another day.
Amen.
And wanted to call in and give my testimony and, you know, and my earnest prayers that, you know, it will reach some people and, you know, draw them closer to God in the name of Jesus. And, you know, with that being said, you know, just my whole thing is to never give up. You know, I came from a pretty good family, but, you know, I was molested at a young age and, you know, came up in a life of drug selling that turned into using drugs. And, you know, and at a young age, I was, you know, diagnosed with lupus. And, you know, and I just would always, you know, ask why, you know, why do I have to go through all of this until, you know, I started going. I always went to church as a child, but never had a full understanding of, you know, of God's power and his will. Until, you know, I got sick and I just would say, you know, God, why? You know, and then, you know, I started going to church and getting into the Word and, you know, the Holy Spirit spoke to me, you know. And God delivered me from lupus and drug selling, drug using and homelessness and You know, I'm still here today after 20 years of taking a bunch of medication and doing drugs, and God has delivered me from all of it, and I just thank him because he's so wonderful. You know, his miracles and signs, and just you don't have to depend on worldly ways or worldly people. We have to put our faith and trust in God, you know. Faith is just believing with things you don't see. You know, God is wonderful, and he can deliver you from any and all things. You just got to have faith and just believe beyond all doubt, even if the world was falling all down around you, you just got to keep calling on Jesus, and there's power in that name. You know, and by his blood we were saved, you know, and delivered. And that's when we had salvation and forgiveness, you know, God forgiveness, not just like other people forgive and bring it back up, you know, salvation. When he forgives us, he wipes it clean and don't bring it back up. So, you know, and I just thank him. He delivered me with no rehab, but I didn't have to go into a rehab or none of that. And you know, God has brought me a mighty long way, and he delivered me even from a brain aneurysm. My family was taken away from me, my children was taken away from me, but he still kept me through all of that. I just thank him. I can just praise him even in the midst of going through. You know, we're going to have trials and tribulations, but we have to stay in communion with God and put him first beyond all doubt and be before anybody, because he comes first. You know, when you wake up in the morning, even going to the bathroom in the middle of the night, you should be talking to God. You should be talking to him all day, every day, because he is wonderful and he is deserving of that. You know, by his grace and his mercy, we are still here. And, you know, people think, you know, things happen, you know, by luck or by chance. It's all by God's grace and his favor and his mercy that we have anything that we have. You know, some people like to complain about, you know, they don't have this, but, you know, having the breath of life is the most wonderful gift that anybody can have, too, thank God, you know, so. You know, my message is just, you know, stay encouraged, you know, and pray for each other. And if you have families, you know, pray with your children, the family that prays together, stays together, and, you know, and pray for the world as well. You got to pray for all God's people, you know, because we're all in this together. You know, you can't think of yourself no better than anybody else or, you know, anything like that, because you can be that person in the instant. You know, things can change. So I'll just encourage everyone who's listening to just, you know, give God the glory and turn your life over to him and teach your children or family or friends or neighbor or co-worker or, you know, whoever you come across, just to let them know how wonderful and how awesome God is, because without him, you know, none of this would be possible. He gave his only son. So that just, you know, lets you know right there, you know, his love is eternal. And that he lives in us and he dwells among us, so he never leaves us or forsakes us. You know, we might feel alone sometimes, but we have the Holy Spirit that lives in us that keeps us going. And, you know, through God, all things are possible. So we just have to just stand on his word and, you know, walk by faith and not by sight. You know, you're not going to see it all the time, but, you know, God blesses us each and every day. And, you know, some people don't realize it, but God is all, and he provides, you know, not no money or, you know, or no human person or human being can do what God can do, you know. And that's my testimony, and also my husband, he's a living testimony, a walking testimony of being a heart transplant patient and had 3 heart attacks and 4 strokes, and he's still here today, mobile skills and walking and talking, so. God is wonderful. Just praise his holy name, because he's mighty. You know, he gives us the power to speak out of our lives and, you know, over our lives and our family, you know, to trample over the things that evil principalities and that come against us, you know, because we don't wrestle with flesh and blood. We wrestle against, you know, evil principalities of the air that Satan always trying to come at us, but if you get that word and you can back them right up in the name of Jesus, you know, just rebuke them all the time and just stay in the Amen. Word and stay in church. And if you, you know, if you don't know how to pray, you got to ask the Holy Spirit to guide you and lead you. And, you know, show you and ask God to reveal his purpose and talents that he has for your life, you know, what his will is, you know, and just stay in communion with God and just talk to God all the time, because I just, you know, I don't even want to imagine what my life would be without, him, you know. So I just thank him, and, you know, he's a wonderful God. My family is restored. You know, my children are, they love God. My grandchildren, they know, they have knowledge of God. They love God. They love going to church. They love hearing the word. They love praise and worship him. So, you know, and I just praise him all day long and thank him because, you know, he is wonderful and he deserves it. You know,
amen.
And I just, you know, I just thank God, and I, you know, I thank God for you as well and your family, and I pray that you, you know, continuously grow and prosper and spread the word, and, you know, and I just thank God for your spirit, you know, in the name of Jesus, and, you know, that you continuously grow and prosper.
Amen.
And
amen.
Now, sis, let me ask you.
I remember when you and your husband, Brother Pinnell, came through the church. We was me and my wife and family was formal new ourselves, and I seen the miracles, sign miracles and wonders of the transformation of from then into now. Everything that you kept your faith in, you know, you kept your will, you kept coming, and from then to now, and to getting your children back, and to just having faith, man. And I seen the transformations in both families, from your family as well as my family, as we both was new arrivals, you know, in the Christ. And
amen.
And how, amen. And how he brought us along, and how we just kept coming and kept the faith and kept connection with each other. No,
yes.
A lot of people think it don't work because of a patience, you know what I mean? Because they think, you know, when they ask for God for something, that, you know, God supposed to move right then and there, which he do.
The situation be healed,
but it still had to have patience to go through the process. And that's the part where people don't have the time for the process. And we are living proof that, you know, his sign, miracles, and wonders work, especially, you know, coming from the streets of where we come from, you know, both some kind of similar backgrounds of the young kids. You want them to grow up and you want them to enjoy life, but sometimes they might take the partying part too far like we did, you know what I'm saying? And we got caught up, you know, out there and on the situation in the drug game and that lifestyle, that nightlife, that party life. And, not saying that we don't want them to enjoy themselves, but they need to understand and hear the message that, you know, drugs don't have no colors, no picks. They don't care if you Miss America or care if you're a homeless person on the street. You know what I'm saying? Once that drug get a hold to you, it's gonna treat you the same. It's gonna treat you the same as it's gonna treat everybody. Don't care who you are. And that's where they have to understand, man, like this nightlife is dangerous. Enjoy it to a certain extent.
Yeah, it's a facade from, you know, it's a cover up from Satan. You know, they got to look beyond, you know, because it's brief and fleeting, you know, but God's love and his grace and his mercy is eternal, you know, and that's what, you know, that's what God wants us. He has eternal life and eternal love for us, you know. Satan just leaves you off and he will dry.
He show you your wants, you know what I mean? That's why we don't live on sight, we live by faith, but we got to get out there and reach them. You know, that's why, like, in the summertime when it's warm, you know, I go out with a different evangelism crew and talk to the children, or I'm out there giving tracks out. You know, my wife come with me sometimes, and, you know, I'm out there giving tracks, and spreading the word and speaking the word. But I try to speak to the youth a lot because they are family. I mean, they are future. They are
family
future, too, but
yeah.
They are future. And, you know, if they go astray, man, you know, because we already see what the world, what the world coming to, especially with America coming to, when you got Donald Trump in the lead to run for president, where he never was a politician and he just a casino owner, and here it is, he leading for, you know, the Republicans to be president.
He couldn't keep his singles. He filed for bankrupt so many times. He couldn't even. So what can he possibly do for America?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. So that just show you which way the world is turning and leading to. So us as Christians got to get out there, and we gotta pump the faith. We gotta, you know, you got a lot of different other religions out there spreading the word, you know, and we gotta get out there too as Christians and spread the gospel and reach the youth and let them know, man, you know, what can happen, what possibly can happen to them. So that's like the reason of the book I wrote, The Diary of a Changed Man, because I want to reach the youth so they won't go that direction. You know, you're still going to have some. They're going to have their own decision to make, but hopefully this could be a big impact from just my teenage years from, you know, maybe 13 on up to 21 to 25. It can help them alter a decision.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because them 9 years was living in the streets was crazy. You know what I'm saying? It's from being shot.
Yeah.
So we need to let them know, and you know, we need to let them know, you know what is out there waiting on them. Tell them.
Yeah.
Keep them like, you can have fun, but don't take the fun to a certain, you know, a level, you know, because this generation here is just so easy to be,
persuaded.
Persuaded.
You know
what I'm saying?
Everything, you know, glitzy and glamorous, but, you know.
Yeah, they try anything.
And I, you know, we got to pray that they stop, you know, cutting each other short and just, you know, ask God for the spirit of discernment to choose friends from foes and don't worry about fitting in, you know, because, you know, you'll never, you know, the world will never accept you as God will accept you, you know, even, you know, much as we sin, God always still loves us and, you know, still accepts us, you know. And we have to learn to forgive as well. You know what I'm saying? Don't hold grudges or worry about what this person got or that person got. You know, don't covet what nobody else has. You know, just pray and, you know, stay encouraged. And God will provide and meet all your needs. You know, all that fast money, all that gold fast, or even, you know, you've even got your life taken. You know, but I just pray, you know, that, you know, you continue to do what you're doing. You know, God's word say, go and make disciples of all my people. So I love that you go to the outreach ministry as well. You know what I'm saying? The more you learn, growing in Christ, you grown in Christ, and you're spreading the word. You're not just sitting on your gift that God gave you. You know, a lot of people sit down on their gift and you know, never do nothing with it. So, you know, that's what I love about you. When you and your wife, you go out and y'all spread, y'all give, you know, the gospel, the good news, and encourage others and, you know, give your testimonies and, you know, draw people to God. So I just, you know, I just thank God, you know, to place
you know,
in my life and having, you know, the privilege to know you and, you know, and to be in the Word, you know, to be brothers and sisters in Christ. You know, because God is so wonderful and, you know, he's faithful and just. You know, even when we're not faithful, he's always faithful. He's always there.
Yes. Amen. And that's the whole point, the whole thing when to go out there and let people know, you know, that his sign, miracles, and wonders work, you know, because we live in proof. You know, your husband, you know, yourself, myself, my wife, and, you know, Even with your children, man, I seen what you have done, you know, how they all went to school, they all get the A's and B's, they all working, and they all being responsible and mm-hmm. being young adults and didn't get caught up as young teenagers as we did. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's the work of you and your mm-hmm. husband.
Gotta
try to get them on a show to reach the young yeah. people and try to get them to speak to the young people because they could have went astray, you know what I mean? But you had them in service every day. I mean, every Sunday they was going to Bible study every Tuesday, and, you know, they still going. Even as young adults where they could make their own decisions now, and they mm-hmm. still choose to go. And that's mm-hmm. all the gift that God gave you to instill in them. And that's what mm-hmm. we try to do when we go out and reach the children, reach the people, to yeah. show them that sign, miracles, and wonders, it do work. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It do work. It takes time. It's a process, you know. Mm-hmm. Process still working with us, you know, because I know for me, you know, I still make many mistakes. You know, I don't make the mistakes I made when I was younger, mm-hmm. but I still make mm-hmm. mistakes, you know. Temptations still come my way. I don't act out on them, you know, but, mm-hmm. you know, temptations mm-hmm. still come your way and many different things, the lust of the eye, you know, because the flesh is weak. So I want people to know that you're not going to be perfect because you come in Christ. You know what I'm saying? Your life not going to be just all your bills is going to be paid. You want to have the finest cars, the biggest house. You don't come to Christ for the materialistic stuff. You don't chase money. I talked about that the last episode. You don't chase money. You know what I'm saying? You let God put you in a situation to make the money, to receive the money. You know?
Exactly.
That's why I tell people I would never play the lottery. I would never. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because God is my lottery. You know what I'm saying? God is my billionaire.
Yes, he is a provider of everything.
Yeah. He supply all my needs, so I don't need to do that. I don't need to chase the money. You know, I let him put me in a situation, but that's the thing, man, with what I love, like I keep going back to, like I said, I love what the process of I've seen the process in your life in these last 5 years that I've known you, you know,
mm-hmm.
you and your husband. And it's just truly a blessing to have met you, become friends, you know, become sister in Christ, brother in Christ together. You know, so it's just truly an honor. But, you know, if you can hold on for one more little segment, I'm going to take a quick break. Take a commercial, and we come back from commercial, speak a little bit more, and hopefully, like I say, you know, we can reach some people and reach some souls tonight.
Amen. In the name of Jesus.
We're going to shoot to a commercial on this A Way Out with your host, Marla Reed, on Never Had It So Good Sports Media Radio. As we return to It's a Way Out with your host, Marlon Reed, right here on another It's So Good Sports Media Radio with Princess Cooper, the CEO of the whole network. And before we left, we was really speaking life and with my special guest and my sister. We were just speaking life, man, that about how to reach the younger children and reach the younger, the youth. And because as we was talking, the youth is our future. And we really got to start seeing that in a different way, you know, because if we don't mold them and get them some instructions and some guidance and some directions, the future is really, it may not be no future, you know, because the way as the world is running. So we got to get out there is people in general, not just religion wise, you know, just people in general, you know.
Yeah, come together and teach the youth and, you know, reach them while they're young and, you know, so they don't have to go through, you know, some trial and tribulation that we had to go through, you know. And they're going to have trouble, you know, everybody's going to have trouble and tribulation, but, you know, some things can be, a lot of things can be avoided. You know, if you just teach your children, you know, whether it's your child, a niece, a nephew, a neighbor, a friend, or, you know, that there's a God, and, you know, he loves us, you know, and it's nothing that he can or won't do for us, but we just, you know, all he asks is we just be faithful and just, you know, let our lives be a living sacrifice to him, you know, just, you know, repent for your sins and shortcomings and just continue to stay in his word and stay prayed up and, you know, acknowledge him in all that you do. You know, like a lot of people complain, you know, I don't have this, I don't have that, and, you know, we just got to be content with what we have, you know, and it's, you know, it's nothing like God's peace, you know, as I was, you know, 15 years ago, I witnessed my father murder, and, you know, I thought I would never recover from that, you know, and I thank God, you know, because most people go through small things, and I'm not sitting, you know, in a mental institution on a bunch of medications because I have God's peace. You know, which passes worldly ways of understanding all any drug or medication. You know, I'm still in my right mind. I still, you know, raise my family, and you know, so I thank God for that. You know, for the complete salvation of my mind, my soul, and my spirit. You know, as I, you know, at that time for years, I just thought I will never, you know, have a normal life or, you know, be able to function as I should. And, you know, but God has other things in store for me. So I just prayed to him. He's a wonderful, mighty, faithful God. And, you know, it's nothing too hard for God. You know, you can take anything to God and leave it at his feet and just trust and know that he's going to work it out in your favor. You know, and I just, you know, this generation now, they took prayer out of school and, you know, put in foolishness and, you know, but God will still prevail. We just have to, you know, encourage each other and spread the gospel, the good news, and his word, and, you know, and just, you know, have faith that God is going to work it out and change it for his good and his glory, you know, so we have to walk.
And you know what? I'm glad you spoke on that about, you know, they taking God out of the schools and you know, it's and that's because they know, like I said a few shows ago, we talked something about this sort of similar, that they know that, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, we not standing up as a religion and fight for that. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why so many things is being changed in the Bible, so many laws that was written, you know.
Yeah.
For us to buy that America is changing. Only in America, though. You know, it's only in America.
Yeah.
Other countries is really, you know, their traditions is their traditions. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You would die, you know what I mean? They would kill you over their traditions. Not saying, you know, I'm speaking about, you know, killing somebody is good. No, I'm not saying that. So let's define the two of what I'm saying. What I'm saying is they live hard by their traditions, and we don't.
Yeah.
We constantly.
And they religious. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We constantly live in a world where is they, as they say, is evolving, is changing.
Yeah.
And I think it's just really changing for the worse when the things that they're doing, you know. So we got to get out there as people, you know, not just religion, because all religions can come together as people, the Catholics, the Baptists, the Christians, the Muslims, you know.
Yeah,
there's
only one God, and, you know, they just call them by different names, but there's only one God.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, we need to come together.
You know, we have to come together as a people, you know, as a body of Christ, you know.
Yeah, come together as people.
Yeah, you know, and a lot of people say, oh, well, you know, I don't want to go to church. And, you know, church is really a body of people. You know, church is not a building. Church is, as a body of Christ. You know, you come together as a people, as you know, united together, you know. So, you know, just people, they think, oh, well, because I don't go to church, you know, you still don't have a relationship with God, but you need to go to church to get the instruction on the word. If you don't have nobody in your life to teach you and guide you and lead you, you know, you have to go to church to get the instruction on how to apply to, you know, read the scriptures and study the Bible and, you know, get into his word and pray and
discipline.
You know, the guide you need you, because, you know, you have to have a discipline in your life where, though, you know, you set time every day for God, you know, because you can't count a robbery. You have to spend time with God every day, you know, because if he wakes you up every day, so how can you not want to just acknowledge him and thank him? You know what I'm saying? It's by God's grace, you wake up, you know, some people wake up, some people can't walk, can't talk, but, you know, they're thankful to be here. So we have to thank God for everything, even small things, a lot of things we take for granted, you know, just waking up. And if, you know, if you don't have nothing, then you got to go out there and think of, go to work or, you know, go to school or better yourself or, you know, it's always a positive way to do things. You know, God makes a way for you. He gives us their free will, their choice. You know, so, you know, my whole thing is choose God, because with God, you never go wrong. You know, he's not going to lead you down a long path. He's going to lead you to where he wants you to have you. And, you know, like I said, it's not going to always be easy, you know, but you got to stand in there. You got to hang in there and endure it, and, you know, and just have faith and believe, you know, he's going to bring you through to grow and prosper, because you got to go through something to get to where God wants you to be.
And see, in our case, you know, we spread and we get out there, we talk about God, but, you know, in our case, you know, we spread it about Christ, you know, more than anything. You know what I'm saying? We try to let the people know, like, Christ is the way, the truth, in the life, you know what I'm saying? He tell you, like, only through me would you see my Father, and you will see me sitting on the right hand side. So, you know, we speak Christ more than anything, you know. You know, and we let people know what God sent Christ here, sent his son here for, and he brought back that the connection to God through the people, you know, and without his sacrifices, you know what I'm saying, without his sacrifices. So that's what really, a lot of people don't understand what Christ really sacrificed. You know, they know the young generation, even our generation or some generation before us, you know, they know Christ sacrificed his life. They know he got tortured. They know he got hung on a cross. They know he died, you know, on a cross. But they don't know the things that he did when he was on this earth. You know what I mean?
And then,
you know,
like, to save us from going through a lot. It was for us.
Yeah, fighting the demons out of people, healing people, going to the roughest and toughest people. Like, he didn't chase the angels. You know what I'm saying? He chased the roughest and toughest people to bring the Christ. Yeah. You want to bring the God. Yeah. And that's what we got to do. We got to get out here to these nightclubs. You know, we got to get out there and let them know that, you know, Satan is all around here, you know. Not saying you can't have fun, but the fun of it took to another level and they can't see it, you know, because we was in that scene 20 years ago, 1996, when I was 20, you know, I was living in the same situation that, you know, this the people, younger people doing now, you know, and I didn't have nobody, you know, come to me to tell me or to try to give me some directions or give me some correction, you know what I'm saying? Because and nowadays it's hard because when you try to get somebody a correction, they think you're judging them. And it's a difference from judgment and correction.
They get offended
because they're thinking you're judging them. I'm not, you know, judging you. I'm giving you some correction. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you have an open heart, you will understand the difference. I'm not judging you. I'm trying to love you because I'm giving you some corrections. I see the direction that you are headed, you know.
Yeah.
And you can't
even today with the
older generation, even far as the generation like with us, even when you try to give them some correction, because a lot of times you have a lot of people from our generation that's still out there running with the younger generation because they still want to be young. And you can't tell nobody how to live. You know what I mean? You could just only show them some things to give them some discipline. Yeah. But the younger generation still see the old generation, you know what I'm saying, X, Y, Z. So that's why they think it's okay. Because the older generation don't want to feel as though get old. They want to, you know, 50 look good on me. It's supposed to look good. You're a creation of God. You know what I'm saying? 40 look good on me. You know what I mean? When I'm 40 this year, God willing, in July, I want to look 40. I don't want to look 30 and I'm 40 because I'd have lived my 30. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I want to prepare myself for my 40. Yeah. And that's me. I can't judge everyone, and I'm not judging no one. I can't tell everyone, you know, what it is, but, you know what I'm saying, it's just, you know, certain things that the younger people see. You know, you still have maybe this 45-year-old man on a corner with the 19-year-old man doing the same thing. So when myself, 40 years old, come and try to speak to him, you know, it's hard to get through because he's like, man, like, boom, you got the 45-year-old man still here. So they think as though when I'm 45, I still want to be in with the style. And I'm not saying you can't be in with the style, but it's a time where maturity got to come in and responsibility got to come in. And you got to let some things go. And, you know, you can't. You know what I'm saying? You can't. That's like your son. You know, you hanging out with your son. So that's when the maturity level comes in. So, you know, that's what I try to pump and feed, you know, to the people. Because a lot of people, you know, hold us on a different standard anyway. You know what I mean? Because of we speak Christ and God so much. So they look for us to slip and do something wrong and, oh, I thought you were so godly, and you know what I mean? Because, you know, I cuss a lot, so a lot of people always, you know, like, you so godly, why you cuss? Because this is the way I talk, so, you know what I'm saying? I'm not perfect, so, you know what I'm saying? Just because I'm in Christ, not going to mean I'm going to stop cussing, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so, they hold it to a different standard, so they try to find something. When you out there trying to do good and produce the word, they try to find something, you know, to bring that down. But we got to come together.
Yeah, but God still forgives, you know. That's why, you know, we You'd rather just, you know, be a living sacrifice. You know, you just give it, turn it over to God. You know, God will deliver you from all that. Like you say, it's a process. You know what I'm saying? We still, you know, live in the flesh, and we still fall short of His glory sometimes. You know, but God still loves us and keeps us. You know, so, you know, Satan will find, oh, he's always trying to find a way to come at you, you know. But you just got to, you know, keep him beneath your feet. You know, keep him, you know, as the word said, just rebuke him. And, you know, we don't sin and fall short, but, you know, we just got to stay in communion with God and, you know, repent and keep on doing His will and His word and acknowledging Him and passing His word on, even when people don't want to hear it. You know what I'm saying? We just got to keep going, you know, because people won't be stubborn and set in their own ways, but, you know, it, well, you know, once the Holy Spirit gets moving, you know, ain't no telling. You know, there's no limit on what God can do. It's, you know, there's no limit to what God can do. You know, God and God don't, He don't pick the best people to do His work. You know what I'm saying? He don't pick perfect people to do His work. You know, that's why we here and giving out, you know, our testimonies, and we still here to talk about all that we've been through and done in life. And that just goes to show you how wonderful God is, you know, because we was out there doing a lot of crazy stuff, but God brought us through to give His word, you know what I'm saying, and give our testimonies and pass it on to people. So, you know, that's the message right there in itself. He don't pick perfect people to do His work. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's never perfect. You know what I'm saying? Nobody, we're not Jesus. You know, so God picks the, see, somebody picks the foolish, but, you know, people of the world to take it, you know, and give the wisdom and knowledge to those who are lost and perishing. You know what I'm saying? So God is just wonderful. And a lot of people say He works in mysterious ways. It's way, you know, He don't work in mysterious ways. He works in His time and His doing.
Amen.
You know?
Amen.
Just gotta be faithful and just hang in there and endure whatever comes your way. But just know that there is a God, as my grandma would always say, there is a God, and He knows your heart. God looks at the heart. You know, He don't look at you. He looks at your heart and your intention. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, people are out there trying to fake it and all. You know, God looks at your heart and He knows your heart. So. You know, don't try to be a people pleaser. Messages, you know, for y'all young people out there, don't try to be a pleaser of the world, because, you know, the world will eat you up and spit you out and leave you right there. You know, pray and ask God you reach maturity to do, you know, some more and all things that are pleasing in His sight and pleasing to Him. You know, just praying and thanking Him. Even if you don't know how to pray, just saying thank you, Lord, and thank you, Jesus. Calling on the name of Jesus, because, you know, it's power in the name of Jesus. And, you know, Jesus heals, he saved, and, you know, we delivered by His blood, you know what I'm saying? And God has redeemed us and kept us, so, you know, it's a wonderful thing, having a relationship with God.
Amen. Appreciate you calling in. Man, it was a blessing that you talked to the viewers and talked to me as well, and we got to, you know, talking about Christ, talking about God. I thank you for calling in for that. And people, you know, hopefully they got the message and had an open heart and understood where you was coming from as well, where I was coming from, and what the things that we were seeing and the things that we need to do, and the way of America, the direction of America is going. So I thank you for calling in. You know, I love y'all. Tell Brother Banal, I said, keep his head up and keep his spirit alive. And thank you. I love y'all. And
I love you too.
I'll talk to you later.
God bless you. You have a blessing.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Oh, man, that was a great caller that called in, a sister of mine. We got a chance of talking a little bit about, you know, Christ, a little bit about God, and a little bit about trying to reach the youth. Thank you for her spirit and her joy and her life. Like I said, I met her through the church, and I just seen the progress of how God worked and how Jesus covered her, you know, the process that they took as a family, you know, each day and each single week, you know, and it's just truly a blessing to see where they come from to where they at and to where God could allow them to continue to go as well. We was all working together, you know, as a family, because, you know, when I first started going to church, it was just me. It wasn't, you know, my family going, my wife or my children. I think at the time we wasn't even married. The little one wasn't even born. The oldest one, daughter, she was little. So, you know, it was a struggle getting my family to come to church. And, you know, once they start coming, we just start working. And the little one was born. And then we got baptized and accepted Christ. And then went on and got married. And we all seen that as a family. Because I seen them get married as well as they seen us get married and grow. So I was just blessed with her calling in and giving some vision, some light, you know, towards the show. So that was a blessing there. I hope y'all had an open heart. I hope y'all understood the conversation, you know, the people who did call in, or for the people who listening, even the people from the show before this that was on, her listeners or his listeners are listening and, you know, giving some support, because, like I say, the show is trying to get some support, you know. A lot of people that I know, they don't want to go through the struggle with you. They just want to celebrate the success with you. So a lot of people not going through the struggle on my end, you know, even in my city. And I'm not surprised, but I'm kind of shocked, you know what I mean, that I've been here for a few months. And, you know, but people don't want to go through the struggle. You know, they just want to be a part of success. You know, if, you know, you tell them you're successful, then people want to be a part of it. So, but we're going to keep pumping. Long as the CEO, Mrs. Cooper, let us pump the show, we're going to keep pumping, man. And the success for us is reaching someone. That's the success for us, you know, that, you know, someone got the word, someone understood a piece of a testimony that I have. Because I like to have a lot of people call in and get a testimony, man. You know, I got one person, I want them to call in and get a testimony, man. But, you know, I got to get with him and see how he feel about that and things of that nature. See how, you know, my show is a lot of times based on testimony, because I pump it so much because I want people to see where people come from, to where they at, to where they trying to go, to the journey that God got them on, you know, that they didn't do this by themselves. They know they didn't do it by themselves. They know it wasn't them. So that's why I'm always having so many testimonies. That's why, you know, hopefully, I hope the people not tired of hearing testimonies, but that's why, because I never know if I got a new listener that need that message. That testimony might fit that piece of their life that they going through, you know, because everyone that they called up here and gave a testimony wasn't about drugs or how they got off drugs or how they stopped selling drugs. You know, a lot of people had different other testimonies, you know, in life, you know, that they go through. So that's why I'm always giving y'all testimonies, man, because I might have that one listener to that one testimony might reach them and save them from committing suicide. Not killing yourself right then, but I'm talking about killing yourself slowly in a 10-year process of what path they might be ready to go down and be trapped in that past for 10 years, 9, 10 years, like myself was trapped in the past for 9.5 years off and on. I was trapped in a lifestyle of what you say, sex, money, and drugs. And crime. So, you know, that was my life for 9.5 years, you know. And, you know, I got a chance to get blessed and get removed from it. So with that being said, just want to thank everyone for listening, who did call in. You know, I got to thank my brother who always call in and listen, man. Thank you for your support. I thank my wife for calling in. Thank her for listening. Definitely got to thank Sister Addie for calling in and spreading the word and holding the conversation with me after she shared her testimony of life, and hopefully someone got a piece of that, you know, man or woman got something from that with an open heart. And always, people, I wanna say real quickly, real briefly, stop thinking people judging you. Stop it. It's correction. People giving you correction, man. Take it as a correction. Take it as someone helping you, you know. It's not always about judging, you know. Judging is hate. Correction is love. So with that being said, man, have an open heart when someone approach you about something, man, because you know if this person hating, if they love you, you know they giving you some correction. If you know this person always trying to come at you, then you know it's a judgment. So stop taking everything as a judgment. Once again, people, go download the app, Never Had It So Good Sports Media Radio. We got to thank Ms. Princess Cooper for her vision and for all the shows that's syndicating and is growing, more people she bringing. Like I say, if you don't understand this show or this show don't touch you, I'm pretty sure it's like 30 other shows that you can listen to on your computer, on your phone. Download the app, man. It's many different other shows to listen to every hour on the hour. So with that being said, I want to say thank y'all. Until 2 weeks from now, everyone have a blessed and safe 2 weeks. Love God. Love Jesus. Love the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you.